T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to get right to my next guest, Tommy Brannon, who is on the Henrico Board of Supervisors. Joined us a couple of times over the last few months as we navigate the pandemic. And Tommy, as an observer, it seems to me that those of you who manage the budget in Henrico have been pretty responsible and pretty compassionate. You've tried to keep people on the payroll and not dump them out simply because they didn't have an immediate job to do. I think with the idea that we were going to get back to some sort of normalcy here, which is eluding us. But what is going on with the school system with this request? Am I right? This is a $30 million request for additional funds to the schools in Henrico?
And John, I'd like to address the first thing you said, but mm-hmm. then also get into the schools. You know, originally I was on, and we were very, very concerned about the pandemic and what that was going to do to our budget. You know, we cut $90 million out of our big budget. Schools cut $9 million out of theirs. Mm-hmm. And we were bracing for what we thought was going to be an absolute devastating storm. Mm-hmm. It still could be if we go into another shutdown. But our numbers that have come out thus far, we were anticipating being down in our sales tax 25%, and that ended up being between 8 and 15%. Our meals tax, yeah, and this is the one that I'm the most excited about. Our meals tax is usually about 2.8 a month, and in May it dropped down below a million. It was about 900,000, mm-hmm. but then back up to 2 million. So if you remember last time you and I spoke, in regards to budget, I said we were doing a lot of things to make sure that the restaurants were open, make sure that the people are getting back to work, mm-hmm. Implementing a program where the county was ordering lunches for our fire department and our police department and for our essential personnel, using our restaurants, changing to a rapid program where if for outdoor dining, when the governor said we could do outdoor dining, a rapid approval system so we could get those restaurants serving food outside immediately. And that all of that does pay off, absolutely pays off. Mm-hmm. In regards to the school's budget, at their last budget, board meeting, that they were talking about a $29.7 million ask for reopening schools, which, you know, they're not reopening right now, but looking at when they reopen in 9 weeks later or in the future reopening. Mm-hmm. We all scratched our heads on that one.
Did they give you a line item budget, what that would go to? I mean, how'd they come up with that number?
Pretty much a gray one. The line item budget kind of gives categories and cleaning, having to have more staff to clean both.
Well, I may get a spare job, a part-time job as a cleaner, if you can collect that kind of cash. Come on.
Right. And we were questioning and asking, you know, can you expand on this? Mm. We got some answers. There were several board members that kept saying, but this isn't like going to be a quarterly ask, right? You're not going to come back and say, oh, well, we use that money. So now we are getting closer to open, so we need more money. And and we were being told that, yes, that is. Now, with that being said, John, I will also, I've got to tell you, this is CARES Act money that has come in from the federal government. One comment was, well, it's passed through, which legally it has to pass through the board to go to the schools. And it is federal money. And so someone said, but, well, this isn't really affecting Henrico tax dollars. And you can look at it that way. But, you know, us that are a little bit more conservative in thinking, this is still taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. It's just federal taxpayer money, right, which you and I probably can guess that our grandchildren will be paying back. So, I mean, money doesn't grow on trees.
Perhaps I don't have a full appreciation for the budgeting process for a large county like Henrico. I mean, I think I do, but maybe I'm missing something. That just seems like an astonishing number. Like, if it was $2 or $3 million, knowing that you have so many different schools, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, they're big. You have, I mean, how many students are in Henrico?
Oh, off the top of my head, I can't answer that.
I mean, it's a huge number. It's one of the largest school systems.
Absolutely.
In Richmond. So, a couple of million bucks to get things under control. But just this, that just blows my mind. And I don't think I'm a complete novice to this, where I have no, you know, it's like somebody who's never bought a Mercedes looking at a Mercedes going, oh, my God, that's expensive. Well, no, I mean, actually, that's what you pay for a Mercedes. But this is just kind of mind-blowing to me. And I haven't, no one's been able to really go through and say, this is a responsible number, it's a modest number, it's a reasonable number. And you seem to be validating that the board is scratching their head saying,
right, because and we're always looking into the future. Mm-hmm. So if our infamous governor ends up throwing us back into a phase one or a phase two, what is that going to do? I mean, I was excited to tell you our numbers have turned out, you know, better than expected.
Mm-hmm. Which
but
is great.
That doesn't mean that is great, but we're still in a budget year.
Right,
that could
right.
be thrown into a pit again.
Right.
So we are always very, very concerned. You know, $2 million we put forth for the YMCA, Police Athletic League, and Henrico Education Fund. Mm-hmm. All three are doing programs after school programs in our schools currently.
Yeah.
To help out families. They're going to be expanding those, and this is one thing I'll tell you that you will get a kick out of.
Okay.
YMCA has been doing it since the epidemic started. And they have about 1,000 kids. I asked the question, how many of those kids have had COVID?
Right.
And the answer was zero.
Yeah. I mean, so, once you start looking at the data, you realize that I think my opinion is that this is a gross overreaction on the part of the teachers' unions, and a bad decision by the school board, not just in Henrico, elsewhere. I got to go, Tommy, but, you know, I appreciate you coming on, and I want to repeat what I said at the beginning. It sounds to me like you, as the three-chop supervisor, and the other members of the board of supervisors have been pretty faithful stewards of the money that you've been entrusted with, and smart and rapid about trying to fix things so that the county didn't go under. And quite frankly, it illustrates the difference between county management and city management, not to get into that fist fight. But I'll tell you, I'm thankful I live in Henrico. Tommy Brannon's a three-chop supervisor on the Board of Supervisors. Appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
John, have a great morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.